Hayem Yem Tezayin Nissen, the second day of Pesach, also the first day of the Omer. Leil Beis the Chag Amatzes, Kriyas Shema Shalamita Kamei B'chol Yom Tov. On the second night of Pesach, after the second Seder, we lay in Shema before we retire, just like every other Yom Tov. So here what the Rebbe is telling us, it says in Shulchan Aruch that on the night of Pesach, we do not read the entire Shema. We don't say the whole order of Shema before we retire. All we says the first part of Shema and the Brocha HaMapil. So the Rebbe says that this applies only to the first night. On the second night, we say Shema just like we say every Shabbos and Yom Tov, which means we omit Tachnun and other parts that we do not say on a regular Shabbos. Gam mi she'en le'av rachmon al-Islam. Also, someone who is orphaned, he does not have a father. Omer lifnei mas nishtano. He introduces the man nishtano, the four questions, and he says, Tate ichvel badir fregen fir kashes. Father, I will ask you four questions. We find something similar to this, and we can support this idea that someone does not have a father or a mother, heaven forbid. When it comes in benching, we say, in the list of harachmons, the merciful one, when we have certain particular prayers, very individual prayers, we also include that the merciful one should bless my father, my teacher, my mother, my teacher, and this is a standard language that everyone says, regardless if you have parents or you don't have parents. So the Rebbe writes that introducing the four questions with Father, I will ask you questions. I never heard a reason, nor do I have a source for it, but it seems that this is because in Shulchan Aruch it's mentioned that a child has to honor his parents when they're alive and also after their passing. So this is sort of respect for your parents. And this was told to the Rebbe by the Friedrich Rebbe, that his father, the Rebbe Rashab, at times would even say it loudly, and everyone can hear, even though the Rebbe Marash was already nistalik. And he brought a story that the Rebbe Rashab once came into the room of the Rebbe Marash, and he was standing by the table in the holy room, in the Yichidus room, as if his father was alive, so there was a connection, a relationship, even after their passing. And the Rebbe once explained this whole idea. What does that mean? When we say, Father, I want to ask you four questions, you're basically inviting your father from Gan Eden, from the world of truth, to come. I'm going to ask you a question. Now, obviously, this is not something that everyone can do. If you're going to say that Abayim did it, we can understand that they invited their father to come, and they actually came. They were present. But how is everyone capable of doing it? This is not a simple thing. You cannot do it. You're actually asking a neshama to come down to this world. It's not so simple. You have to reward the neshama if you did do it. But the Rebbe says, as the Rebbe teaches us many times, that when the Rabbeim taught us something, even something that was exclusively that only they were able to do, yet they empower us to be able to do this. And we remember what the Rabbeim taught us, and we follow what they said, even though we are not exactly able to fulfill it completely. We do it out of love.